Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Off the beaten path just a tad. Watched a bunch of NBA playoffs the last couple of nights. It's been really, really good for the most part.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton hit a game-winning, driving, beautiful shot off the dribble, beat Giannis into the lane, beat him to the glass, laid a ball in with 1.3 seconds to go in overtime, down a point. Indiana gets a win last night, and the Pacers at home basically walk off the Bucks, right? They advance. They're on to the next round. After that game winner, okay, there was 1 second left in the game. Almost immediately, Tyrese Halliburton's dad walked out onto the floor holding a flag and got in the face of and trolled Giannis Antetokounmpo. They ended up getting forehead to forehead and talking trash to each other. Cooler heads prevailed. They were separated. Thank God it was Giannis, who I think is one of the most respectable, decent human beings in sports, based on some of the answers I've seen from him over the years at the mic. A lot of players would have swung in a lot of different sports on a dad of a player talking trash to you in your face. I don't know exactly what he's saying.
So who knows? Like in real time, I don't know if Giannis even knows it's his dad. I mean, you'd assume maybe.
I know it's his dad, and I don't watch that much basketball.
So I didn't at first when I see the clip.
That surprises me because he's always doing whatever this is.
Well, I mean, he's not always walking on the court trash talking a 7-foot MVP. But
no, but if you
point.
Watch like one Pacers game, they show him 14 times.
Yeah,
like,
I don't. It's not.
He's a mascot.
It's not the kind of thing that I can keep track of or care about at all. But anyway, the
it
point
is very NBA. Yeah, you'll admit.
Of course. And the point is, like, we are so lucky that this wasn't way worse. First of all, get off the court immediately at all times.
But don't you
go
think
away.
There are a lot of guys in the sport that would have swung?
100%.
And we would have had a Jermaine O'Neal swinging on a fan moment and, you know, the biggest black mark on Giannis's career. And he would have done, other than the actual punching, very little wrong. Fans should not be on the court.
Yep.
Parents of players should not be on the court.
Especially.
This is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen. And the only thing as embarrassing as his dad going out on the floor to celebrate the win and getting in the face of a player are people defending it. That's the unserious nature of this sport sometimes. It's not even the action, because the action can happen and one guy can do something stupid. It's after the fact when now we're going to debate it in media circles. And well, he's a supportive dad or whatever the stupid
comment is. So many proud dads are in their seats.
I can't believe this happened. He should not be allowed to go to a game for the rest of the playoffs. That's easy. That one is that quick for me. The question is, should he ever be allowed to go to a game again, ever? And I could probably be talked into some type of, you know, one season suspension or ban or whatever, but you're not sitting in the lower bowl. You're not getting near the court. I think this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Now, I the credit I will give here is afterwards, everybody has said and done the right thing. There is contrition from the Halliburtons, correctly. Thank goodness.
Tyrese, I saw at the podium. What did his father say?
He admitted later, hey, that was wrong. Heat of the moment. I shouldn't have done that. So I'm paraphrasing. Thank goodness. So that is a nice first step. Now, people have been contrite after they were caught doing stuff, and I'm not saying this is a crime, but you know what I mean. you still did the thing. So the thing that you did is very ban-worthy. Enough. So you don't get to come to any more playoff games. So
what's your punishment?
It'd be the rest of the postseason, I would say.
That one's easy.
And then in future, if I'm the Pacers, I would go...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We love Tyrese. He's wonderful. He's our superstar, played on the Olympic team. Let's get you a suite. Let's get you a suite. Let's get you comfortable up there. I know you guys have the routine where after the game, Tyrese comes over and gives you a hug. You'll be able to see him after the game, we promise. We'll get you down close to the locker room. Afterwards, when everything is over, team responsibilities are done, we'll handle it that way. But let's get you a suite. Let's get you off the court. Let's get you away. Let's not have you be any kind of a distraction ever again. Because now, whether you like it or not, whether it's fair or not, now people are going to look, right? I mean, that was my big beef with, I forget who it was. Actually, I know before these allegations came out, but when Shannon Sharp was at whatever game it was, where he's like stepping to somebody and they're yelling and they're going back and forth, or Stephen A. Smith, whoever it was, I've now forgotten. But like, you don't get to do that. You don't get to become the story. Now when you're anywhere, everyone's staring at you,
yeah.
Right? So this is a slightly different circumstance, but now Mr. Halliburton is kind of a sideshow. The Pacers need to be about the Pacers. And I would say, let's work that out together where you are away from prying eyes and no longer maybe holding that Tyrese Halliburton flag and getting in people's faces, whether you mean to or not. Let's just remove the potential for distraction. That's how I'd work it out.
Minor part of this story, that was maybe the highlight to this point of Halliburton's career, that he hit the game winner to clinch a playoff series.
I mean, he's long been a really good player that really hasn't had that signature thing. That's what that was last night.
And nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, you're right.
In fact, if you search Tyrese Halliburton on the internet, as I did today, or if you search him on a Twitter search bar, all that comes up is what his dad did. He was robbed of his great moment in so many ways after the fact last night. Now, that is not the biggest problem with him going on the floor, but I say all the time, I know I'm unfun and you guys hate this take in this regard. Storming the court shouldn't be allowed. We are asking for major problems when college students are down on the floor getting in the face of professional athletes. But generally, when you watch court storming or field storming, it's kids. It's college-aged kids having the best night of their life. Many of them have been drinking or hanging out and carrying on. And you're asking for a lot of problems. But almost never is it grown-ups. And if it is, do the adults get in the face of the players who just had this terrible moment where they're angry and upset and they've just been eliminated? So thank goodness it wasn't worse. I think Giannis's decency is the reason why. By the way, he also apologized after the fact to Mr. Halliburton. Hilarious to me. Hey, sorry I was at my place of work and you came up and got in my face in an unacceptable way. It's just embarrassing. I really hope the league comes down hard and does something very serious, because I think you've got to take this as an opportunity to say, we're not sideshow league. You know, the knock, perception, reality, whatever you think it is that the league can largely be unserious, that it's Stephen A. Smith beefing with LeBron, or as you said, it's Shannon Sharp calling someone out. It's, you know, players yelling at fans and vice versa. Here's your chance to go, not up in here. We're not doing that, buddy. Sorry, you can't come to any more games. for the rest of the playoffs. I won't go full Ryan Clark. I saw where he said Halliburton should never be allowed to attend another Pacers game. I think that's a better punishment than nothing, though. Like, if you told me they
you get to choose nothing or ban.
If they just let him come back to the next game like nothing happened, or he's never allowed back in the arena, it's more reasonable that he would never be allowed back in the arena. But I will sign up for rest of the postseason, you're banned, and we'll have a hearing and revisit it after the fact. Let's talk about your contrition. It's easy to send off a tweet, and let's see how you can conduct yourself. Also, I'd have to dig in a little bit more on the history. Again, I know all the different times where they're showing him and whatever else. He's not going like full Drake where he's listening in on huddles and stuff like that. But it's not like this is a guy that I've never heard of, some random player's dad. Like, the odds on FanDuel were in the minus that he was the one on the floor last night.
Right.
So, man, I saw that and I thought, what a dumb thing. This great moment for Tyrese finally gets his. He was named the most overrated player in like a player vote or something by FanDuel, I think it was. And you saw him tweet out still overrated or whatever. This should have been his big night.
That's right.
And instead, he's going to have to answer questions about his dad. And it became a terrible night media-wise for him.
Yeah, as they clinched, they did something that, you know, people weren't necessarily sure was going to happen. They were the better team in this series against a group with championship aspirations. I know Damian Lillard getting hurt really, you know, sort of solidified that the Pacers were the better team. But that's a big moment, man. You know, against an MVP caliber player who's got a championship ring and who, you know, still one of the three or four best players in the world, according to most experts, to be able to step up and do that, that should be your arrival time. That should be your shine time. That should be, you know, what everybody's talking about is, you know, the next day on the Shouty shows, has Halliburton ascended into the top whatever now after that kind of moment, after he dispatched Giannis and company. Instead, it's, where's dad going to sit? That's a shame.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.